Hundreds of people gathered on Friday, July 11th in downtown Montreal to demonstrate support for Palestinians and to protest against the recent assaults by the Israeli army on the Gaza Strip. Since Tuesday, July 8th, over 175 Gazans have been killed by the Israeli airstrikes, many of whom are children, and over 1,120 Palestinians wounded in what Israel is calling Operation Protective Edge. Emergency protests were organized around the world to denounce the brutal attack on Gaza. Hala Marley, a member of the Montreal-based group Palestinian and Jewish Unity, PAJU, explained that the Montreal protest was started by a citizen initiative.
It started with the citizen who started a movement on Facebook, and he knows us. So he contacted PAJU, he contacted CGPP, we contacted also CGPME, lots of organizations, and we worked all together as ARC for Gaza too. And we sent it out to all the people we knew, and we tried to make a big event out of this.
Even though brought together by tragic events, there was a strong sense of solidarity and empowerment among the protesters, as they held the longest Palestinian flag in the world, covered with messages of hope and encouragement for the Palestinian people.
It's the biggest Palestinian flag that we used for the Palestinian Feast Festival here in Montreal. It was in April. And so we brought it back with us for today. And we are going to Palestine in September, bringing it to a refugee camp. And so it is the longest Palestinian flag in the world. We want to hit the Guinness records. And also we want to make the most signatures out of it too. So people are signing and it's going to go to the Palestinians.
Donico Sem, who was representing two Montreal teachers' unions, encouraged people to get involved in Palestinian solidarity initiatives.
I think that most of our fellow citizens think that they have no hold, no grasp on international affairs or on public affairs generally. You know, it's the economy, you know, it's the stock market, etc. People have the impression that they have no control over the destiny, over their destiny in the course of our lives. However, the Occupy movement, the Palestinian solidarity movement, and really all forms of solidarity movements show that you do have collectively, not individually, collectively, an impact. So my advice to anybody who feels isolated and powerless is to join a group, an association, anything. Get out of your isolation and discover that you are not powerless. Together, we are the powerful, and the economic elites, political elites, fear us.
Boycott all apartheid! Boycott all indigo!
Boycott all apartheid! Boycott all indigo!
Boycott all apartheid! Boycott all indigo!
As chanting filled the streets, protesters stopped in front of the bookstore Chapters Indigo to denounce its support of the Israeli military and to call for its boycott. Ihab Lotoyev from the Gaza ARC project explained to us why protesters are calling for the boycott of Chapters Indigo.
The businesses and the governments that support Israel are what give it the opportunity to do what it's doing and to commit the massacres it's committing. BDS is boycott this investment and sanctions. It's a call, like the call that happened against the apartheid regime in South Africa, to boycott and not invest in and apply sanctions to the Zionist regime in Israel as long as it abuses the Palestinian people and takes away their rights. Indigo business is owned by Heather Reisman and her husband, who have established a foundation to pay for the Israeli soldiers who volunteer in the Israeli army from foreign countries. So they are a direct bloodline to the Israeli army and have a big role to play in what the Israeli army does to the Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and Gaza.
Tensions began escalating in the occupied West Bank after three Israeli teenagers from the illegal Israeli settlement of Kfar Etzion went missing and were later found dead. According to the International Middle East Media Center, since the settlers went missing on June 12th, Palestinians have been facing collective punishment. Over 1,000 Palestinians have been arrested, including 200 children. Thousands of Palestinian homes have been raided, and 13 Palestinians killed by the Israeli army and angry Israeli mobs in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Among them, a 16-year-old Palestinian boy from occupied East Jerusalem, Mohammed Abu Khadir, was kidnapped and burned alive by a group of Israeli settlers as a revenge attack.
According to the news website Mondovice, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been accused of inciting violence through hate speech encouraging revenge against all Palestinians. Netanyahu blamed the democratically elected Palestinian party Hamas for the death of the three settlers, even though Hamas denies this accusation and no proof of their involvement has been produced.
A Hamas terrorist carried out Thursday's kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers. We know that for a fact. These teenagers were kidnapped, and the kidnapping was carried out by Hamas members. You'll remember that Israel warned the international community about the dangers of endorsing the Fatah-Hamas Unity Pact.
Many, including Israeli journalist Gideon Levy, have criticized Netanyahu for using the death of the three settlers as an excuse to weaken the Gaza ruling party Hamas after it formed a Palestinian unity government with the West Bank ruling party Fatah on June the 2nd.
Stop the killing! Stop the crime!
Stop the killing! Stop the crime!
Israel terrorist!
Israel terrorist!
As Montreal protesters winded their way through the downtown streets, they called for Israel to put an end to its indiscriminate killing. The march culminated at the Quebec Premier's office by demanding that the Canadian and Quebec governments stop supporting Israel's violations of human rights and international law. Hala Marley from PAJU explained that not very many people know that the drones that kill innocent Gazans are produced here in Quebec.
We decided to stop at the Prime Minister office, the Prime Minister of Quebec. The reason is that there are drones that are built in Quebec that go to Israel. So it's aeronautics, it's in ALMA. People don't know about it and we want it. You know, when we march for Palestine, yes, we want to show our solidarity, but the most important thing is the message and the education we want to provide to all the marchers and all the people who are looking at us and the medias. And we want to say that the government of Quebec is complicit of this violence and we should ask the Quebec government to stop this.
Amélie Nguyen from the Quebec Association of International Development Organizations was also at the protest and she explained to us why she is marching.
We see that the international law is very clear about the fact that apartheid is illegal, the fact that the colonization of Palestine is illegal, the fact that the wall is illegal, the fact that the constant oppression of the Palestinian people is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to ask the Canadian government and the Quebec government to pressure Israel to stop this aggression and to respect international law.
The Quebec Confederation of National Trade Unions, or CSN, which represents over 300,000 workers, was also one of the organizations supporting Friday's protest. Jean Lacharité, the vice president of the CSN, explained that the CSN has a long history of solidarity with Palestine, and he urged the Canadian government to denounce Israel's war crimes.
Nous, là, ce qu'on veut faire, c'est faire pression sur le gouvernement canadien pour qu'il change de cap. Parce que ce qu'il est en train de faire, le gouvernement canadien, c'est en donnant son appui, un appui sans réserve au gouvernement israélien, qui est en train de commettre, à mon avis, des crimes de guerre, en tuant des, en bombardant sans aucun discernement dans la bande de Gaza, tue des femmes, tue des enfants, tue des gens de la société civile, c'est totalement inacceptable. Et il me semble que le gouvernement canadien, qui prétend être démocratique, devrait au premier chef dénoncer ces actes de violence inouïe et d'attaque contre le peuple palestinien.
The rally got some mainstream coverage from media outlets such as CTV. However, there was a general discontent among the protesters towards the mainstream media's generally biased and poor coverage of events related to Palestine. As the march went along St. Catherine Street, we talked with Junid Khan, a retired journalist from the newspaper La Presse, who remembered the times he participated in protests on that very same street against the war in Vietnam and South African apartheid. He recalled that mainstream media was absent then, just as it is absent now.
I was a journalist in Montreal.
Oh, really?
For nearly 40 years with La Presse newspaper.
Okay.
And I would like to tell Amélie, in the 70s, I have walked on the same street many times against the war in Vietnam for the Vietnamese people, many times. And from that time, I've been writing about Palestinian rights, South African people's rights. And today, I find that I again have to walk in defense of Palestinian rights, right to life, right to their space, right to their dignity, right to their self-determination and to their own homeland. I think the world is reaching the point now where we cannot go back. But mainstream media, you are asking me, is lousy. They are showing Israelis as the victims. Mm-hmm. And they are showing the real victims as the terrorists. Mainstream media is dead.
This is the third major military assault on Gaza in the past 6 years. Protests also took place in Montreal in 2012 when the Israeli army killed over 160 Gazans, and in 2008 and 9 when over 1,400 Gazans were massacred. Despite that, many Canadians still hesitate before criticizing Israel. Rabbi David Feldman from Nature Carta International, Jews United Against Zionism, explain to us why.
Sometimes it might be that people are supporting Israel because they have sympathy with Jewish people, since we did suffer in the past. Still in all, we always try to explain, to educate. Supporting the state of Israel is not support for the Jewish people. Unfortunately, supporting the state of Israel is causing death and destruction to many people and danger for the Jewish people.
This report was produced by Under the Olive Tree, a Montreal-based community radio program on CKUT 90.3 FM.